All right, to make it easier, so I organized some of the sifros around some of the psukim. So you can. Today I'd like to do a hakdama to the topic of Shviyas, to organize the different parts of Shviyas, but to organize them around the parsha. The opportunity to begin a limud with the psukim and chumash, and because the sugya is very well based on the different psukim and chumash. So there are two parshas of Shviyas and chumash. There are really three parshas of Shviyas. There's a parsha in Mishpatim after the end of after Matan Torah, when the Rebbe Shlomo elaborates on the Aseret HaDibros. And then there's a line which the Machlekes B'Kibur Yishmol in Kisisa B'Chorish B'Kath phrase Tishbois. But the clear parsha in Mishpatim and the parsha in Parshas Bahar, and then the parsha of Hashmatas Ksofim in Parshas Re. The central parish is a part of the beginning of Bahar. Sderek Terah says, Kisavo al-Oriz asher nina yisein lachem v'shav sa-Oriz Shabbos la-Shem. So as you've seen already, this for Darshans, that Kisavo al-Oriz, that the Chiyiv is only Chal after Klal Yisrael comes to Eva, to what we call Eva Yardin, to what the Sifra calls Eva Yardin, to the western side of the Yardin. So the Sifra Darshans from this pasuk, Kisavo el ha'aretz. What's el ha'aretz? So it's Eretz ha'miyuchedes. So the Rishonim say this means Eretz ha'mishubachas, the land that is, it's better. Eretz ha'mishubachas ha'aretz. Yuchedes could also mean which is exclusively ours, because there's no iser of there's no din of l'sachay kol neshama, I think, in the west, on the eastern side. But you see from the next line that couldn't be, because it says, Yochel Mishobo L'Aminu Moyov Tambulom Asher Nino Yisein Lachem. So that's why the Rishonim say that Yuchedes means Mishubachas, because then there's another limit of Aminu Moyov. What's Aminu Moyov? So this is the freehold that Aminu Moyov, the way the Ravid says, that is not part of Havtochas Eretz Yisrael L'Ovos. That was, we took it on our own. So that's not a sharani noisein lachem. So the sounds like from the Sifra that the din of Shviyas deiraisa is only on the western side of the Yarden, and then the Sifra darshins even further that it's, since it says in the next pasuk, it says sodcha leisizra. So sodcha means it has to be miyuchad to you. That means after tzudarshes sheechod kolechod makires sodeyu. So the L'chor, there's a machlekes between the Rishonim. After Kibush Ha'oretz, what's the din with Shemitah on the eastern side of the Yarden? The Pashtus of the Rash is that after Kibush Ha'oretz, it sounds like then Midei Raisa, once the Shem Eretzol was Chal on the western side, again, on the eastern side, it was also once the Shem Yisrael was Chal on the western side, it was Chal on the eastern side as well. But the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam seems to say, and certainly the Mari Kirkus says it befeirush, that even after we were Kovesh the western side, so the eastern side still maintained it in the Rabbana. Even there was Machlokes Rishonim whether Oile Bavel conquered some areas of Amun Moav. So I get to the Kisavo Loretz. The first din is that the Iker din of Shemitah Aliba the Kol Vishoinim is only on the, I mean all Vishoinim would agree that it's Midei Raisa on the western side, And on the eastern side is a machlokes, whether it's, it was always a drabbanan, or whether it became a deraisa at some point. There was a very interesting sforna. Sforna says at the beginning of Parshas Masoi that the eastern side was not divided by Goyro, because it's a lower level of Kedusha, he writes. So therefore, it was not allocated by Ruach HaKodesh, by Nebuah. So that's all part of this Mahalach, that the eastern side never gained the level of Kedusha. By then, there's the din of Suri. Suri is Kibush Yochid. So again, there's Eretz Yisrael on the western side of the Yarden. There's Eretz on the eastern side of the Machlokes Rishonim, and then there's Surya, where the Rambam writes because it's Kibush Yochid. Pashtus, it means that David HaMelech conquered it with the full legitimacy of Melchemes Kibush of Kibush Melchama, but it was before the entire Eretz Yisrael was conquered. So therefore, it has a, the Gemara says that Yotza Midin Chutz Laretz Sava Midin Eretz Yisrael Nichnas. It doesn't have the full Kedusha. So Surya would also have a, according to Rambam, is that there are many dinim derabbanan. Almost all of halachas of Shvius apply, with a few exceptions, apply to Surya, but they apply midin derabbanan. When does the count start? Right. So the so that's what the Gemara says again. What the first din is the area, the gvulos of Eretz Lagavi Shmita. The next din is that it's le'achar kibush v'chilak. Loshen of the sifra. The loshen is kol echod makir es sodeyu. You have to know it's your field. That's pshat in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So that only happened 14 years after Kenisalo, after got into Eretz Yisrael. So Sifra says that the halach of Shemitah only began 14 years after Kibush V'chiluk. But what's remarkable about the Sifra is it says that the Minyan, they only began counting 14 years later. The first Shemitah was 21 years after they got into Eretz Yisrael. So Minchas Chinuch says that that's a raya for the discussion about whether a Beis Din is chayiv mamish to count. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam in the Yad Chazakah says that Beis Din is the one who keeps track of Shemitahs and Yerulos, 7, 7, 7, and then 49. The Chinuch writes that the Beis Din has to count. It's the first year, as you announced, first year, second year. Chinuch says it's all part of maintaining the Ashkof of Shvius at all times. At all times, a person shouldn't forget that we're not the Bailam of Eretz Yisrael, so every single year there would count. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that that's not so clear from the Anchazaka. It is very clear from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Anchazaka, Ram doesn't mention the idea of counting Befeh, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramam counts that it has, the Ram says it has to be like the Sfira Sa'omer. The Chinuch writes over here, why is it that certain spheres are befeh, certain are not befeh? He says that's where he makes a statement about the Ein Lanu Ella, the way the Torah is explained, Al Pi Chachmei HaKabbalah, Al Pi Torah Shebal Peh. So the Minchas Chinuch says that this line in the Sifra is a raya to the way that the Chinuch says it, and to what we assume we should do to the Rambam because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because Minchas Chinuch apparently saying the following, that Lu Yitzuyer, that the job of the Beis Din was only to keep track. So then, the purpose of counting the 7 cycle, 49 cycle, is just a Hechitimtza. You have to know when Shemit is. So why would that have to begin with Kibush V'chiluk? Kibush V'chiluk begins certain Chiyuvim, right? Trum, Ismaisris, and Shemitah. No, if the din of Shemitah was, if the din of counting was to be able to identify what's the 7th year, what's the 14th, what's the 49th year, so it's possible that the counting could begin whenever they began to work the ground. So maybe they didn't wait till the Sodra. Why do we assume they didn't plant anything for 14 years? Maybe not. And certainly there were areas very Yisrael that were already being worked before the entire Chiluk took place. So apparently, Menachas Chinuch is saying a svar. He's saying that once the Sifra says that this too has to wait till Kibush V'chiluk, so Vayis Tachoy said the counting is not a hechitim to figure out, but the counting is part of the mitzvah of Shviyas. So until the mitzvah of Shviyas is chal, the counting is also not a chal. That's what the Menachas Chinuch has in mind. He quotes this this Sifra. Kobe, I'm not saying it's
The whole group, 7 years is the whole 7 years is a mitzvah. So it doesn't matter, you had a cheshire before. You didn't have seven.
Yeah.
Not,
no, so that's
if
that's
you don't have six, you don't have seven.
That's the nakuda that Menachas Chinuch is saying. Now, what Sam is saying is not may not be mukhrach. All right, Kobe's not mukhrach. Kobe could say differently. But that's Lachar what the Menachas Chinuch is pointing out when he says that it's not clear from the Yad. It is clear from Mitzvahs, and the Rai is from this Sefer. Lachar, that's the Svar that he is pointing out. Good. Ki Savo La'aretz is the din of Ha'aretz. Is the din of what we call the heartland, right? Asher Ani Noseinu Lachem has to be that which was given to us al Yedei the Haftacha to the Yovis. Vishov so and as the acher kibush v'chiluk, that's partially from this pasuk and partially from the next pasuk. Sodcha makir esadeyu. Right, apishkafa means before you have a chance to really feel a sense of bilus, so you don't have to have shmita yet. That's partially what the had understand. Vishov so aretz shabbos l'Hashem. So shabbos and then should also point out a kisavola aretz. So we're going to discuss Shemitah Bizman Azeh. So maybe you've already seen it in Moed Kodin Beis Amid Beis, more in Gittin, so we know there's a machlokes. Shemitah Bizman Azeh. Is it the Eraisa of the Rabbanon? So the Chor is totally on whether Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Ashayit Eli Yosad Lovay. But once you say the Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Yosad Lovay, the Rambam's Psak, the Rambam still holds that Shemitah is Midir Rabbanon. Why is it mid Rabbanon? So either it's because Bias Kulchem, right? Or because it's Tolu B'Yoyvel, or it's Hainuach. So where did the Rambam come up with the idea that you require Bias Kulchem for Shemitah? Huge nafkamina. We'll have to discuss it, because it could be there very soon. Roiv, when the Nefesh B'Nefesh fights, is going to tip the balance. So very close. Then Roiv... Who's that? As Kol Yisrael, So where did the Rambam come? Where is the makor for the Rambam? So I think Rav Chaim says Chazinish. I think they both say that from Kisavoyu, because Hayoy said the Torah uses the same lashon of Kisavo Lagabe Truma, and Truma requires Bias Kulchem, and they use the lashon of Kisavo Lagabe Shmita. So that's a suggestion that was the Rambam's makor. That Truma, it will always be the Rabbanon until we have Bias Kulchem. Shabbos Lashem, a very interesting comment by the Meshech Chochma that applies to what we were just discussing. Meshech Chochma says Shabbos Lashem is a din that its Kedusha is not dependent on Sfira, right? Like Shabbos and Yom Tov. That Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima. Yom Tov depends on Hachmaz is based in. So Meshech Chochma was pointing out, apparently, if we put it all together, even though there's a din of minyan, that's for sure, even though the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvot, minyan mamish befer, nevertheless, without the based in's counting, there'll still be din of Shemitah, there'll still be Shemitah. Shabbos Lashem. Doimel Shabbos. Good. So that's what we have about the Chalois Shviyas. That's the first topic. We'll probably discuss it a little bit halacha l'maisa. We'll try to do the limud. Mirtz Hashem will be a regular limud, where we'll learn the sugyas that we have to learn in the Bavli and try to use the Yerushalmi as our basic limud. Hopefully, we'll spend most of the chunk of our time on the halachas of Pei Rishvias. But then I'll also try once a week to have a. I share on a topic which is halacha l'maisa. So we'll have an opportunity to discuss Shviyas Bizman Hazeh. It's a major concern about but affects whether the whole basis of the Heter Mechira is dependent on Shvius Mezaneh being a Drabbanan. So Mitzvah will set aside time to discuss that. So then the next topic is the Isurim Malacha. The one can't work the field. Pasuk says, Ki Sivu Al Oretz, Asher Ani Noisen Lechem V'Shovso Oretz Shabbos LaShem. So Shabbos LaShem, the Rambam has his Mitzvah Dei Raisa, a Mitzvah Asay, that in Shvius HaOretz, in addition to the Lois Asay, there's also a Mitzvah Asay. And the mitzvah asay of shvisa is broader than the mitzvah lois asay. The lois asay, the chumash says, is leisizra, soncho leisizra, kamacho leisizmor, when can't plant, when can't prune, and esviach ketzircho leisiktzor, when can't harvest low growths and annual growths. And one cannot harvest vineyards, or trees. So there's an iser zriya of plants, things that are seeded every year, and an iser of helping the growth of trees, like sizmor, pruning. And then there's an iser ktsira, an iser betsira, also forms of harvesting. So those are isuri de raisa. Those are the Surah Torah that when it's over a lav, if one would plant or prune or harvest in the inappropriate way. But in addition, there are other melachos that we'll discuss. For example, Harisha. That's the first sugya we'll discuss in Moed Katan. Harisha is also an Issa de Raisa. So where does the Issa of Harisha come from? So that's what we'll discuss, that the Issa Harisha might come from the Beetle Mrs. Asay, not from the Lav. In addition to the Isuri de Raisa, so there are Isuri de Rabbanon. So what are the Isuri de Rabbanon? So we'll learn that by our first sugya, the Isuri de Rabbanon are anything which could have been told us. I will discuss that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. The legabe shemita, so we don't have told us. We only have oves melacha. But all those that could have been told us, for example, watering a plant. So watering a plant is a tolda. So watering a plant is an iser derabbanon during shemita. Or the lashon is any melacha that is normally done in the course of the season to make the field a better field. For example, different forms of pesticides. Used to smoke. Used to have be ma'ashim, the ayin, around the area of the tree to get rid of the bugs. So that's an iser derabbanon. They used to make protect the tree somehow, so the sun shouldn't come down on it, should dry it out. So that would be an iser derabbanon. Or if a tree needs to be supported, like a tomato plant has to be supported, so that would be an iser derabbanon. And then we'll have to discuss how to be magdir all the Yisuri Rabbanon, because there are different sources for Yisuri Rabbanon. One is the toldos, one is Ashvisa, Shvisa Mid Rabbanon, then there is Yisuri Maris Ayin, then there is Yisuri Chashad, that if a person sees him doing this, he thinks he's preparing to plant on Shvias. So there are many different kinds of Yisuri Rabbanon. Left to be Mevarer, which one fits into which one. The Rishonim discuss two nekudas, whether the iser of planting trees, number one, is that an iser deraisa or iser derabbanon? Take a plantling, take a young apple tree and plant it, put it in the ground. Is that a deraisa or is that a derabbanon? Because it doesn't really fit into the pasuk. Leisizma means to put seeds. Leisizma means to graft something. What about taking an atiyah? That's a machlekes b'shainim. Was that? Yeah, but then the first thing is going to be that we're going to define the malachis of Shvi as different than malachis of Shabbos. That's what I'm to figure it out. But the very fact that the no told us in Shabbos that they rise to the gedinim. The fact that the no told us, right away you see that there's have to be magdir differently. So that's what machlekes b'shainim. How far do you take the precise din of not planting, and then this vayter machlekes achronim, whether those who hold that planting a tree is mutter minei raisa. Mutter minei raisa. Asim Rabbanon, what about taking an apple seed and planting an apple seed during Shemitah? Well, obviously, you're not going to be nana from it for many, many years. But is that an isa? Is that, would that be, if you hold that leisivza means only planting seeds, is it only planting seeds of fruit, of items that are going to yield a harvest during that year, or even planting seeds for other items as well? Similarly, beizmiras is karmachol leisizmor. So the Rishonim discuss, is it only a vineyard and an apple tree? If you prune an apple tree, that'll be a derabbanan. Or is that included in the derais? The thing that we're pointing out is that the lavam are mefurish b'kra. Exactly how precise we're going to be with the nusach of the Torah, that's a machlekes rishonim. But that's only in a very, very dachistic analysis. When it comes to the broader issue, told us, that'll for sure be a din derabbanan. It's for sure that these are not dugmois and not examples. It's for sure that these are very specific yisur derabbanan. And then, in addition, there is a shvisa midei raisa, which is also mugder by these examples. There is the Rishonim point out, or it's really the Sifra. The Sifra points out that ksira could not mean ksira. In other words, where it says not you can't plant, that has to be an absolute din, you can't plant during shvias. When it says leisizmar, it could be an absolute din, but when the Torah says in the pasuk es sviach ktircha leisiktsar, so it can't be that that should be taken totally literally, because the next pasuk discusses that so how did he get it? So he had to harvest it, right? So that's what the Sifra points out. You can't harvest if you were not mafkirit. If you put a fence around your field, then you can't harvest it. Next, you can't harvest in the normal way of harvesting. But if you're going to use a strange way of harvesting, then that would be mutter. The MS says these two lines, the machlekes rishonim. In other words, the issue that leisiktsar could not mean leisiktsar mamish kipshuta, it could not mean he can't harvest. So that the Sifri alerts us, and that's what the Lechor the Rambam, and I point out the Radvaz addresses or alludes to this Sifra as being the source, that the Sifra is responding to this problem. Al korcha isl nefrushe krahachi toksiv hoysa Shabbos oris lachem liyachla. In other words, you have to have, you can't say leisiktsar means you can't pull a fruit off a tree, because there are halachas of how to deal with the fruit. So if there are halachas of how to deal with the fruit, lachoy had to get the fruit somehow. So that's what the Radvaz is pointing out, that that's what's bothering the Sifra. That's what's bothering the Tanoim. So how did the Tanoim resolve it? So the second position of the Sifra, that is the position of the Rambam. You can't harvest in the normal way. To go in and pick an apple, mutter. Right? Exactly what's normal is machlokes tanoim, I think. Whether normal means amounts, normal means tools, but it can't be kederach haboitzrim. That's what's osur. But to harvest in an abnormal way, exactly how what that means, we'll have to learn more carefully. But it has to be some form of, that's the Shita Sir Rambam. The Shita Sir Rambam is quoting this position in the Sifra. However, and the Shita Sir Rambam, Lechara, does not distinguish between whether I was mafka the field or was not mafka the field. That distinction of the first day in the Sifra, that's the machlekes between the Bali and Tosfos. As the Rambam says, that the din of Ktsira is independent of the din of Hefker. Two separate halachas. I could be Makayim or violate Hefker, and I could be Makayim or violate Ktsira. Two separate halachas, right? And the two do not impact on the other midin de raisa. Mashena Kain, the machlekes Bali Tosfos is the Rash says that if I was mafkirit, I can do whatever ksira I want. If I wasn't mafkirit, so then I have to do a ksira b'shinui. And Tosfos says from Fakarit that if I was mafkirit, then it's mamish mutter. And if I wasn't mafkirit, did I repeat myself? Other round. So he's the other round. If I was not mafkirit, so then I can't do anything at all. So I'm shasur, can't touch it. And if I was mafkid, then I can do a ktsira b'shina. So that's three, all three possibilities. So l'chor, again, at least two of those three are the shita sanam.
I believe Sir Rabbeinu Bakya brings down that in the time of Shemitah, no one harvested their own field because of the chashad that they were dealing in shvius. Instead, local bezdins would collect everything, they'd send shluchim to collect everything, and then they dole out two meals a day to everyone. In fact, he goes on to say it was a time of travel, because since you could only draw two meals,
you couldn't,
you might as well go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So they used to go around the entire Israel, because they knew they would have food. They could draw two meals from basically like a tamkui of bezdin. But the concept was they wouldn't harvest their own fields. It would be harvested.
So that's a later takanas that the Mishnah talks about. The Chazal or Misakein limitations on what's called Sfiya, on harvesting your own Sfiya. So we'll get to... but right now we're trying to sit with the Dindei Raisa. Yeah. That's the beginning of Raisa Raisa. That's the where it comes from. Yeah, that's where it all starts from. It starts from the Din of Sfichim and the Din... of a concern that people would cheat. It's all based on Avayanu. The people, that if you tell people, if it grows by itself, it's okay. All right, so in the middle of the night, you make sure that it grows by itself. So therefore, Chazal made dinim to prohibit svichim. So, but once it's osir, so then you have to let it. So that's when the different takanas came up. How to make sure that the harvesting we done kedin. I don't think so. I don't think so. I we have to be magdurid. Kedarko and Shabbos and Machlekes Achronim. It's not clear. We know the Mishnah says Kedarko and Shabbos is if I carry with my left hand, that's still Kedarko, and if I write with my left hand, it's not Kedarko. That's what the Mishnah says for Shabbos. So Machlekes Achronim. What's Pshat? The Pshat has to be more cumbersome. It has to be less efficient. Is it less efficient in the malach, in the process, or less efficient in the product? That's the machlokes achronim. I think that Lital says, it has to be nicker in the product. But so I don't know. I don't get that impression that shaloi kedarkoi in shviyas. There's certainly Rishonim will say it has to do with the amount that you do. So that certainly couldn't be a Shabbos to get in. The Sifra's example of which tool that you use, Tzorachin, sounds to me also that it means I'm using a tool which is not normally used, but I don't know if it would be matched that less. Certainly would not be nicker in the product, that for sure. Would it be less efficient? I'm not sure.
Depending on where you live, like,
actually, what's so? We'll see. You have to go weiter. I don't know. We'll see. So that's the din of ksira, the hechreyach of ksira is mamash from the psukim, all right? Mamash from the psukim that there has to be some ameliorated understanding of ksira, because otherwise we just couldn't read the parsha, right? So the next topic in the chumash is the din of kedushas perishvias. Kedushas perishvias voisa shabbos oritz lachem li ochla. You can only eat it. And all the way back in Mishpatim, so the idea of not having violas over the property. Now, technically speaking, when we speak about, I was very liberal over here. Kedushas perishvias in the yeshivas. So very often, kedushas perishvias is a very, very specific term. I was using it liberally. Like, what do you do with the fruit? I should have said dine perishvias. But it may prove to be true that is all under the halach of kedushas perishvias. There are Rashi Yeshiva. I think it begins with the David Rappaport. I think it could be that there's an earlier makor for this. That kedushas perishvias, it certainly does not mean that there's any din of kedusha as we know it, and it doesn't mean that it has hanhogas like it can only go to a kohen, right? That it can only be eaten in and Ayos and Bekofes and Yerushalayim. Does not mean that. Was that? Oh, so there are three halachas that the, again, in the old Meyeshivas, the mahalach is, there are three halachas that are part of Kedushas Shvius. One is Tfizas Damim. In other words, if a person would flip the fruit for money, then that money has halachas of Shvius already. And that's an idea of Kedushi, that the Kedusha is Tofes, something else. The Iser of being of Hefzid, Bizoyin Kochim, right, and you can't let it go for waste. You can't use human food for animal food, right? And the halacha of you can't the issur schoira doesn't mean you can't do business with it. Issur schoira means you can't use the food in order to procure something which could not have kedushas shvius. You couldn't use the food to procure something which could not in turn procure food. Well, it might be a little bit better, but that's the din of schar. It doesn't mean you can't sell 25 apples. Right, that would be a different din. So kedusha shviyas is, I use it very liberally as the chiyuv to organize the halachas, the obligation to be mafkir the field, and then to be mafkir the fruit, and the different usages of the fruit, and it so happens that the halachas which define the fruit that you have to be mafkir, those are the same halachas that define the fruit of which there's an isur schora and an isur hefsid and a din of atfasas damim. So tzarachian, what you gain by being so limiting in the usage of kedusha shviyas. But so we should understand going further that this may be too liberal a usage of the term. But what are the halachas of peirush shviyas? So number one is an obligation to be mafkir. Rambam writes that's based on the pasuk of Ashviyas Tishbetenu Unirtashtan in Parshas Mishpatim. There's a famous machloikas, right, one of the most famous machloikas about Shemitah, between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef and the Chuvas, as to whether this hefker happens by itself or whether I have to be mafkirit. Is it Afkata de Malka, because Baruch Hu is mafkirit, or I mafkirit? Nafkimin is if I'm not mafkirit. If I'm not mafkirit, and I have a vineyard, and I forgot to him, I wasn't mafkirit yet. So then you come in and take my grapes, so you even Isur Gezel. So if it's Afkata de Malka, because Baruch Hu is mafkirit, it's finished. But if I have to be mafkirit, so you can be every Gezel. Then if Trumas and Maisvus, if I wasn't mafkirit, is it Chayim and Trumas and Maisvus? So the Pashto says this. Is not Mucher we're saying right now. But the Pashto says that the Ptur, Trumas, and Maisvus is because of the din of Hefker. So now, if, and that's what the Mabit and the Beis Yosef focus on. So if my Hefker is necessary to make it Hefker, so the Ptur, Trumas, and Maisvus can only be if I am Mafker. But if it's of Kata de Malka, so then it would not matter whether I'm Mafker or not. Now, only the Peiris are Hefker, the field is not Hefker. However, the din of hefker in Shemitah is that you have to also give access to the fruit. So my field is not hefker. Nobody can come in and picnic in my field. The person can't come in and start playing in my field. But anybody can come in and efficiently get to my fruit. So they have to have full access. So the hefker of the fruit includes the hefker of getting. There is a machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam that's in the end of the Yevamos that we have to figure out how it fits into the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. And that is that the person is not mafker his fruit for carrot. He puts a fence around his fruit. Right? So now does the fruit become osir? I violate the halach of hefker. Right? So it's not that I'm not mafker it. I make it shomer. So, Chlegis Rashi tells us of whether I asked the fruit as a result. So, I have to try how that fits in to the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. So, that's halacha number one. Shviyas and mitzvahs are say of either being mafkir or treating it as if it is hefkir. What fruits are subject to the din of hefkir? So, the Mishnah says that fruits which are normally eaten by people, fruits that are normally eaten by animals, or fruits that are used for the sources of for dyeing, to make a dye. And similar token, the Mishnah says that what can I use pay Roshvias for, I can only use them for these the usages that most people set them aside to use. So it becomes a revolving definition. The fruits which are normally set aside either for human consumption, animal consumption, or dyes, so those fruits can only be used for their designated purpose or a little bit or one bump up. Now, the Gemara says that those are examples of a klal, and the klal is kol shem hanoson ubiuran shove. What kind of hano are we referring to? What kind of what usages must I use these fruits for? Something where the consumption of the fruit and the benefit of the fruit happens instantaneously. So eating is the best example. Machal v'hema is a great example. Making a dye is a good example. The Gemara has two other examples when if a certain fruit is used as a cleanser. So as you rub the, I assume that's what it means, as you rub the fruit into the stain, the fruit gets messed up and the stain gets cleaned. So it's an osan b'rin shava. Making a certain kind of melugma, a certain kind of medication. So an osan b'yuron shava. So Gemara says, so the lehem le'och, when the pasuk says, v'hoyisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem li'ochlam, so lachem le'ochlam means you should use them for the hanah, which achila is the paradigm example. What's the paradigm example? Hanosan ubiuron shaveh. So it means either eating, dying, cleansing, or melugma. And then the halach of kedusha shviyas is that I have to use them for those purposes. Whereas if something is primarily used for food, I cannot use it for cleaning. That would be bizoyan of kedushas shviyas, right? If it's used for human consumption, I cannot use it for animal consumption. Then the question is, what about the klipas? What about if something is food, but now it's not the food already, the peach already rotted, so it's not a But so I can't. I wouldn't eat the peach, but the animal would eat the peach. So then, kedusha shviyas still demands that I give it to the animal, right? Because that would it went down. There are dargas in kedusha. I cannot give a peach that's primarily used for human consumption. I can't even give it to an animal. But once it loses its value, its primary value, primary purpose, so then I can give it to animals. A great example the Gemara gives is trees, wood, right? Firewood. So firewood, sometimes firewood is used for heat. Hanos and Rishava, as the wood is being consumed, it's creating heat. Light, as it's being consumed, it's creating light, right? But let's say cooking. So as the fire is being consumed, as the wood is being consumed, I'm not getting the hanah yet. I won't get the hanah to eat the food. So that's hanosan ibirun einer shava. Right? The person makes a keli out of it. So when he makes the tool and he makes the cup out of it, he's ruining the wood. He's not ruining the wood, but he's creating a shinui. So shinui is like hefset in this case. It's no longer the wood it was before. However, the benefit I'm only getting when I use the tool. So the Gemara says that we have something like wood, where it can go either way, so that depends on the kavan of the person who gathers it. But that's a clear example of the usage of the term hanoson ubiurun shaveh. Another aspect of kedusha is that there is a concept of hafkos kedusha. There's a concept of hatzvasas damim. The kedusha falls on something else. And there's also that there are ways of removing the kedusha. Now, normally kedusha is removed by being poed on money, but that doesn't work for the whole idea of hatfasas damim is that the money becomes kodesh and it still stays shviyas. It's a lose-lose proposition. But but something can become mufke if it's no longer roy for any purpose at all. Have an orange peel, and even my animal wouldn't eat orange peel, so then that's already mufke from kedusha altogether. Again, that's the halachas of peyre shviyas, the din of hefker, being mafkirit, and the halachas, the limited options of using it, and the three specific halachas of schoira, hefsid, and demei shviyas. Then the Torah says back in Mishpatim, ulvehemtecho lachaya shevartzecho tia kol tvu oso lechol, that the all of your food should be open for animals, for the behemah and chayah to eat at the same time. So that goes against what we just said. We just said kedushas perishvias. So Chazal point out that this introduces the idea of beer, according to Rav Yishayna. Rav Yishayna hold the beer is a din deiraisa. The Rabban and Pirush HaChumash discuss it with the beer might be a din deirabbanon, that this might just be an asmachta. But the Rav Yishayna hold that beer is a din deiraisa. What's the din of beer? Rambam says that the Gemara says kolso lachayis min asada, that once there is no longer any of this kind of growth that's available to the animals, kol slachayis min asada. The Mishnah will say later on that there are different areas of Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with what we began with the chalos kedusha. There are different areas of Eretz Yisrael that those are geographical areas which each one has its own guidelines as to how the wild produce gets consumed. So in an area where any of the wild corn is gone, right? It's coastal chayis Minnesota. So I still have some corn. I can't have too much corn because one of the halachas I can't store during Shemitah. But I have some corn that's growing in my field, and we go in, people go in and take for one meal to whatever the halacha is, they take a small amounts, but at this point all the wild corn is gone. Coastal chayis Minnesota. So then there's a din of beer. What's the din of beer? It's a machlokes rishonim, right? According to Rambam, it's that you have to get rid of it. Finished. You have to actively get rid of all of this corn. According to Rashi and Ramban, it's more of a perfunctory kind of a din. I have to take all my corn. I have to announce all this is hefker. And once I say it's all hefker, then I can start again acquiring it back, using it in smaller amounts. And the Ravid says that there's a two-step din, that as long as there's some corn left someplace, then halachas of hefker still apply. Once the corn is gone, I think from all of Eretz Yisrael, so then there's the chiyuv of beer. It's like a pshar between the Rambam and the Ramban. But again, the idea is that according to Rambam, it's Ramash a din of getting rid of it, and according to Rashi Ramban, it's a din of announcing one more time that this is open for everybody. As machlokes whether can Rav Shimon hold this a din de raisa abir levemtu lachaya sher ba'artzcha. The pasuk in Mishpatim, the sheishes yomim tavoy v'yom hashvi tishbeis becharish v'katzir tishbeis. So machlokes Rabbi Kiva v'Yishmael. What did I say? Mishmael, yes, Kisa, right. Lamedal, correct. V'charisha v'katzir tishbeis. So machlokes Mechilta quotes that machlokes whether that is referring to Shemitah or whether it's referring to Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's referring to Shemitah. What's v'charisha v'katzir tishbeis? It means even with the charisha that I would normally do in the sixth year, or the ktsira that I normally do in the eighth year. Teisef eshvias. Shabbi Kiva holds teisef eshvias a din deiraisa. And Rabbi Shmuel, it's a din deiraisa mafurish bakra. And Rabbi Shmuel holds halacha lo mishum sinai. Everybody holds teisef eshvias a din deiraisa. Only question is it a beferish a pasuk, or is it halacha lo mishum sinai? And that's the first sugya of the Yerushalayim, of the Mishnayos, as they said, the Shvi'as. We have to know a little bit about and that is also where the Yerushalmi primarily discusses the Melachis Hasurais in the context of Tesefis Shvi'as. Good. So again, so what have we pointed out? We have four parshas of Shemitah. One is Hashmatas Ksafim, so that we probably will not focus on. Discuss it with Rabbi Blavatsky. Probably that we won't focus on the summer unless we suffer from burnout. If in 5 weeks we see that we're burning out with Shemitah, then we'll shift gears to Hashmat Ksafim, a little bit more relaxing, a little more. But otherwise, but the truth is, according to Roy Rishonim, Hashmat Ksafim is at the end of Shemitah, except for the Rosh. So we can do that next year. But we'll see if we can hold out, because it's also a separate sugi, separate parsha. So let's see if we can focus on getting as much done of the Shemitah's karkois as possible. So there are, and then the pasuk in Kisis is a machlokes whether it is a pasuk of Shemitah. Not according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Tesefes Shvius. The psuk, the two parshas, Behar and Mishpatim. So the halachas we learned from Har Mishpatim is number one, the when is the chiyuv chal. Number two, the surei melacha, the surei melacha sakarka. Number three, the halachas of Peir Shvius. Number four, the din of beer. And as we mentioned, the Tesefes Shvius from Parshas Kisisa. Then both parshas begin with the bracha of Shvius. Right, the bracha that we are very familiar with is the bracha in Bahar that says Uzratem es Hashana. The Gemara says Tivisis Brachosi Lachem B'Shona Ashishis. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a special bracha ready in the sixth year. So that's a very important discussion Bizman Hazeh. Whether the bracha of the Ribbon Shalom is contingent on the mitzvah of the Ribbon Shalom. That's what the Sma writes. The Sma says we can't expect to have a bracha, this Mefurish Bekra, if Shemitah is the Rabbana. If Shemitah, that was part of the whole discussion of the Mechira, Heter Mechira, was this the Heter Mechira? It's going to get a Pasuk. So few times as Mamish Mefurish Bekra, it says, do this mitzvah, because Baruch will take care of you. It's not a segula. It's not a red band. It's not didn't come from all such a strange things. Mamash mefurish b'pasuk. So one time we should say we'll be soymech on a pasuk. So that's the machloek, as the Sma says. But if Shmita is the rabbanon, so we can't have a tani against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he won't be mitzabes b'chosay. So we have to work up piderach hateva. And the Chazanish says no. Chazanish says that kol madagoz are based in shulmata. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the achrois of Beis Shalmata. So Beis Shalmata says that it's going to be that we have to keep Shemitah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give the bracha. So machlokes you find a similar machlokes in the discussion of the Oneg and Kovid Shabbos and the rice of the Rabbana. Because the makor for Oneg Shabbos is in Yeshaya. But Yeshaya gives us a bracha. V'zanagdim al Hashem. V'hirkavtich al bomasi oretz. So the achronim say, so a Novi cannot be Mechadish Adin, that's for sure, right? So he has either be, it can't be Mechadish Adin al Pinavuah, either to Din the Rabbon or to Din the Raisa, right? But a Novi doesn't have the right to give us a Schar. He can't say, who's he to give promises a Schar, so it must be Din the Raisa, if he gives us a Schar. So it's a similar kind of idea. Could there be a Schar that is commissioned by the Rabbonim? So Lechor, that is the Machlaikis between the Gdele Yachroinim. I found an interesting additional schar in the Mechilta. In the Pasuk in Mishpatim, the opening Pasuk is Shei Shonim Tizves Artzacha V'yasaftas Tvuasa. For 6 years you plant. L'chaira, that is an unnecessary Pasuk. What's the Pasuk in Mechadish? Shei Shonim Tizves Artzacha V'yasaftas Tvuasa. You tell me that it's to tell you the halacha counting. You have to know that it's the seventh year. So that L'chaira, I learned from the Pasuk in Bahar. So why do I need the pasuk in Mishpatim? So the Mechilta says that's a bracha. That if we're going to keep Shemitah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that the 6 years will be productive. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays it forward. That he has bitachin. If we keep Shemitah the seventh year, he'll make sure that we'll plant for 6 years. Why? Because the Gemara in Bava Basra says that in the sugi of Chazakah, I think this is one of the Nesi Kehil explains this on the Mechilta. Zayis Ranan explains this. That the Gemara in Cheskas Abotim says that when you accept Chazakah and Karka, so sometimes you work for 3 years. What happens if you work for a year and let it go fallow for you and then work for a third year? Does that count for Chazakah? That's what the Gemara says. Depends on what the Minigam Din is. But the Gemara says clearly sometimes they would let it grow for you and had a life fallow for you. So the Zayis Ranan says that's part of the Mechilta. Mechilta says there could be situations where the normal way to deal with the karka is to grow fallow. Because Baruch Hu give a special bracha. That if we're going to keep Shemitah, he'll make sure we have 6 years of full growth. So that's Sheish Shonim Tizvesk Arzicha V'yosavta Es Tvuosa. The Netziv himself has a different ha'ara. The Netziv says that this is a posuk that commissions Chazal to make various takonas and gedarim and gzeiros. So the Netziv says, why do you have to make so many gzeiros when it comes to Shemitah? Because one of the opening midrashim in Sefer Vayikra is Darshan's Apostle, Asher Baruch Hu was Hashem Gibori Koyach Osa Devorai. Malach Elakim Gibori Koyach Osa Devorai. That the Mechilta, the Medrash Rabbi writes that of all the mitzvahs, Shemitah is a mitzvah that requires superhuman power. The Mechilta writes, the Medrash Rabbi writes, that to keep a mitzvah for do a mitzvah, boss of them can do it. Do a mitzvah for an entire day, Shabbat, boss of them can do it. A mitzvah for a month, a mitzvah for an entire year. And the Nesei Kelim point out an entire year. It's a tremendous, tremendously difficult mitzvah. You're sitting there, it's like having a business, and your business there is ready to go. It's ready to work for you. You have to watch the business not do anything for an entire year. So it requires gevura of malachim. So the Netziv says, "Hey, Yois, it's a difficult mitzvah." So he saw in this pasuk that Chazal have to be extra concerned that Klal Yisrael should be ready for the mitzvah and to keep the mitzvah. Why do we have Taka two parashas? Right, Yois, we spent. We didn't discuss Svichin. Svichin is another. It's not a din deraisa. Svichin is clearly a din derabbanan. Sifra says Svich Kitzircho Leisikzer. That you're referring to before, mikan somchu chacham al svichim shu asur mishvis. This is clearly din the rabbanon. Clearly, that which grows itself, that's what we discussed. That's perish shvis. That's mei shvis. So it says the svich kitzachol leisiktzar. So the Gemara says so the Chazal v'mas mechadin. What was the din that we didn't mention before? That because of the fear of our yonim, who would claim that these products grew by themselves, this product grew by itself, so therefore they made it usur to harvest the some of the produce that would normally be planted for the year. It doesn't apply to trees. It doesn't apply to things that people would not normally plant. So Chazal put further restrictions of Svichin, and that we'll have to discuss. Why are the two parshas? Why is it like a parsha in Mishpatim and a parsha in Ki, and then a parsha in Bahar? Well, it shouldn't be one parsha. The first Rashi in Bahar says, why should the parsha really belongs in Devarim? It belongs before they go into Eretz Yisrael. So that the parsha really double kasha. That the parsha is in Parshas Mishpatim, right? That's the continuation of Seres Adivris. That the parsha should be Ba'arichus in some later place. Good, belongs in the Varm, for Shal Knesel Aris. So what's it doing in the Vayikra? And why is the Parsha Bechlal doubled? So the Ibn Ezra Taka says, he says that the first has to do with Kabbalah Satira, and the second has to do to point out that Shemitah is one of the mitzvahs that is one of the conditions of our successful maintenance of Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know we lost Bayis Rishon because of Shemitah. So then the Torah says it, Oz Yitzu is a Shamsa Yisrael. So before we have the Teichacha that discusses the conditional nature of living in Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah of Shemitah, which is one of the prime examples, one of the mitzvahs on which we lost Eretz Yisrael, so that has to be placed in position before the Teichacha that refers to that. The Ramban says that he believes it's for a different reason. The Ramban says that that we have a special bris with the Aseret HaDibros. And the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim points out Barichos that all of Parshas Mishpatim is an elaboration of the Aseres Hadibros. Ramban says that the first part of Mishpatim, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, that's all an elaboration of Leisachmoid. So L'chaira, Shemitah is an elaboration of Shabbos. Shabbos L'Hashem. And therefore it belongs in Mishpatim. And it could be later on we'll discuss. It could be two different items of Hashkafa that are part of Shemitah. Shemitah as an extension of Shabbos, and Shemitah as an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. Two different aspects of Shemitah. One is a recognition of the Adnas HaBorei, like Shabbos, in a grand, as the Mishnah says, a superhuman way, right? And the other is appreciating that Eretz Yisrael is going to respond to our appreciation of the Adnas HaBorei. So two different parshas. But the Ramban then spells out, in the beginning of Bahar, he spells out that after the Chet HaEgel, so that we disrupted the first bris, the bris of the Aseres HaDibros was ruptured. After Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, forgave us, so we now had to reestablish the bris. So we had to review all of the mitzvahs, and he reviews all of the mitzvahs in the same way as they were given. That's how he learns pshat in the first sifra. The Rashi quotes that. He reviews all and he gives the exact same mitzvah, but now he has to give it as in all of his details, because this is the Ramban says a fascinating thing. The Ramban says that after Yom Kippur, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, the initial plan, he doesn't say exactly this way, but it sounds like he says it, was to go through all the mitzvahs again, right? Now to repeat all the mitzvahs and to repeat all the details. And Ramban says that the plan was to repeat them with a new bris. The new bris is Parshas Kisavoy. B'chukoysan. The new bris is Charvoynish. The old bris was Naseh V'nishma, Har Sinai, Kailus V'brokim. It was a new bris. The new bris was Mishvua, Uba'ola, Uba'klola. It was Hagrizim Har'evo. That was a new bris. So the first bris was Benochiyot. He told us the general principles before, but now he's telling us all the difficult details right away that we should understand the deal, so to speak. So Ramban says that right after Yom Kippur, when Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave us, and the first thing he taught us was we're going to get the Mishkan back again. So Klal Yisrael got so excited with the Mishkan, they invested themselves entirely in the Mishkan. We know in 3 days they get it, put everything together. But the Ramban describes that the outpouring of Klal Yisrael's involvement in the Mishkan was so great that it put everything else on hold. This has been something from the Ramban. It wasn't shayach, so to speak, to start talking Trumas and Maisras, start talking about Mishpatim again. They were doing Mishkan. They were building a Mishkan. So it sounds like, either it sounds like that Klal Yisrael was so, as we say, was holding in Mishkan, so they weren't going to hold another parsha, or it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to share it. It was mamish, it was in Yonah D'Yoyma to discuss Mishkan, 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 right? And again, it could darshan this in many, many ways. Right? That's why it's because Baruch will give us a Baruch will understand Hilchos Shemitah very well. It's Parsha, it's in Yonah D'Yoyma. It's already in the Tkufa of Achonis for Shemitah. So I'm not sure exactly how to darshan. You can darshan in many, many ways. But the Ramban seems to say that they were so overwhelmed by doing. So then it wasn't just building a Mishkan, it was all Vayikra, it was Korbanos. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu tried to expand the curriculum a little bit, Arayos, because it has to do with anything you could strip in, the Ramban says is Nigra. But it had to all be based in Mishkan. He couldn't teach anything else. Stam, it wasn't based in Mishkan, it wasn't Shaykh. Now, we had the Mishkan set up, and we had all the Korbanos were taught, so now we go back to the in our class, was waiting to learn other halachas. So the first halacha Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us is we're still before the Chen and Raglim. So it's now we have to learn about Eretz Yisrael. We have to learn about the mitzvahs ha-kluyas varetz. And at the very end of this Ramban, throw the curveball in, and he says, "Ve'emes." You know, this is mahalach, right? and Kasher Hishlim Omar Lem Od Tziva Hashem Bar Sinai. When he finished all of the halachas of Torah's Kohenim, he said, "Rabbi, I can teach. There's more to talk about." He goes, "All of the halachas that we learned, I seen Lefarish Lechem Ashmit Vavivov Lechrois Lechem Al Kol Amitzah Mishpatim Bris Chadasha the all of the shuls and numerous." At the very end, it says, "The Emes Omru Shebetenaya Oretz Hashmit Vayovel Kasher Yazki Betechachos." Sounds like he's going back to Ibn Ezra. So I'm not sure how to tzorochi and how pshat in the last line of the Ramban, whether he's just saying an od nisbach ve'emes amru. Means you have to take it very seriously. But that's in the mahalach of why there are two parashas. One parasha is tied with Shabbos, elaboration of Matan Torah, and the other parasha is Tanai Eretz Yisrael. I had a, based on the Medrash Rabbah of that the Netziv quoted, I was thinking of another possibility. What does it mean by Yikra? And then what's buying the Ramban? It's true that we have to start doing Kol Torah Kula, but wrap up Torah's Kohenim, start Sefer B'Midbar, right? So he says, Ve'emes Armu, they wanted to have it before the, because Baruch Hu wanted to know there's Mishkan, there's Mikdash, and that, and all of that is conditional on certain mitzvahs. But I was wondering whether the pshat's the following. Yoy said the Medrash Rabbah begins Sefer Yikra with darshing the pasuk Gibori Koyach Baruch Hashem Malach Elokim Gibori Koyach Oysa Devori. So the Medrash, who are these Malach Elokim Gibori Koyach Oysa Devori? So the Medrash, the beginning of Vayikra, says maybe it's Nevi'im. But one suggestion is it's Shomer Shvi'is. So it means, according to the Medrash, Chazal, when they started darshaning Sefer Vayikra, they were darshaning Shemitah. Not Pirush HaDvarim. So Pashtun means that Klal Yisrael becomes Roy to have a Mishkan and Mikdash through the mitzvah Shemitah. In other words, what Kohenim do every single day, and Levim every single day, that they're dependent on Klal Yisrael, and they're totally focused on Mikdash and Mishkan. So Klal Yisrael is a Klal that reaches that Darga during Shemitah. To be able to, and that's what the Medrash says. I can't underestimate the Gevurah it requires of Shomer Shvi'is. So maybe that's what it means. It means, of course, it belongs in Torah's Kohenim, because that's when Klal Yisrael becomes the Darga of what Kohenim is supposed to achieve. Good, so Bez Hashem, by learning these halachas and by becoming involved in the sugyas, especially during the summertime. Also, the Argo of Kibur Karach. Okay, so we should be zoich to understand the halachas very, very well and to become well versed in the halachas of Shemitah. What were you going to say before?
A lawyer like Glass on the Ramban in support. Rabbeinu Naibishitz points out that when Moshe was defending Bnei Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel before the Rabbani Shalom, he said, but they didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet. So he asked, what kind of argument is that? They didn't get Eretz Yisrael. So his answer is, because it was a contract and it was a failure of consideration. Until Rabbani Shalom was delivered to Bnei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, they weren't liable for the Torah. So this may now be, all right, you made such a good argument, now I'll give you the night.
Okay, very good, very good. He says this is the Avos Yonatan?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. Shkayach.